It's Grand Ole Opry time, another big Prince Albert show, starring that hard-riding, soft-singing cowboy, Rex Allen.
There's gonna be a hoedown, a real old-fashioned hoedown, down at the foot of the mountain. We're gonna do some singing and lots of fancy swinging down at the foot of the mountain. Grab your partner, Charlie, and come on to the ball. I'm bringing sis and brother, and even Ma and Pa. Oh, everybody's happy, including old Grandpappy, down at the foot of the mountain.
Take it, Tommy.
Chances to do the old time dances down at the foot of the mountain. There's plenty of watermelon, sweet cider by the gallon, down at the foot of the mountain. Neighbors will be coming in from miles and miles around. They got the best turned orchestra there is in any town. We'll dance from dusk to dawning and go home in the morning, down at the foot of the mountain.
Thank you, folks, and a great big howdy to all my good friends and neighbors of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco's Grand Ole Opry.
And a great big howdy to you, Rex Allen, from all of us here on the PA Opry. Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, Claude Sharp's Old Hickory Singer, String Bean, and the entire Prince Albert gang.
And fellas, I hope you all got your hair bare greased and your Levi's patched, because I brought along a little gal who can really sing a song and look pretty at the same time. Miss Kitty Wells. Kitty's aiming to sing just as soon as she gets a chance to hear all the gossip from Grinder Switch. And here to tell it all is Prince Albert's Princess of the Press, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
June already. June. Oh, that's the month of brides and weddings. Every day gals are plunging into the sea of matrimony, and I ain't even got my feet wet. Uncle Nabob says that when you see a groom standing up there at the altar, it's just a wolf paying for his whistle. This is the time of the year when a feller and a gal find out that two can't live as cheap as one, but it sure is a lot more fun. Rex Allen, come here, you handsome thing, I'll declare.
Oh, Minnie,
Oh, Rex, you're so handsome with that blonde hair and them blue eyes.
Got me blushing now,
oh,
Minnie.
I'll tell you right now. I found out you was going to be here, and so I come up 2 hours early today from the switch so I could go to the beauty parlor.
Couldn't they wait on you, Minnie?
Oh, Rex. I'd be ashamed of myself. I'll have you know I'm aiming to get married this year.
Don't aim at me. I've been hornswoggled for 7 years now.
Well, Rex, how about reading me some of the questions from my column in the Grinder Switch Gazette?
I'm already here, man. And number one, it says here, Dear Minnie, I'm engaged to be married. And the other morning, my fiancée come to our house unexpectedly, when my hair was all up in curlers and no makeup on and me in an old dressing sack. Do you think a feller should do things like that? Signed, Disheveled.
Dear Dish, a man should always wait till after the wedding ceremony before he sees what a mess he's getting. Next question.
Well, this one here says, Dear Minnie, my girlfriend is getting married next week. Do you think it's all right for me to give her a kitchen shower? Signed, Etta Kett.
Dear Et, the kitchen ain't no place for a shower. Better give her an old-fashioned scrubbing in the wash tub. Well, sir, now for some news from Grinder Switch. The big news this week is the wedding of Hepzibah Hornswoggle and Slewfoot Slickenhall. He's a soldier from up north, that she met while he was down here on military maneuvers. And when Slewfoot first met Heppy about 3 years ago, she was just a skinny, hipless flat type. But when he come back from maneuvers this spring, he found she'd regrouped and brought up reinforcements. It seems, though, that Heppy, this girl, she's a direct descendant of old Colonel High Horse Hector Hornswoggle. He fit in the Confederate Army. He did. And I'm telling you, they had the church all decorated with Confederate flags and all the old colonel's regimental colors. Brother took a look at all the decorations and he says, "Oh, that Yankee ain't getting married. He's submitting to an unconditional surrender." Ain't no flies on brother. I said, "Who's giving the bride away?" And brother says, "Not me. I'm keeping my mouth shut." But I tell you, that dress that bride had on, it kind of made me think about riding in a roller coaster. It sure held on tight around the curves. There's a funny thing, though, about a girl. I was thinking about that. You know, a girl can put on a bathing suit and not never go near the water. And she can wear a horseback riding outfit and never go near a horse. But when she puts on a wedding dress, brother, she means business. Bye now, see you next.
Rex, I sure do admire the way you ride and rope and give the bad guys their comeuppance in your movies. I guess this must wear you to a nub, huh?
Golly no, Judd Collins. Why, after a tough scene, they just light him up a big pipe full of Prince Albert smoking tobacco and take it easy. Sure is easy on the tongue.
Well, any pipe smoker will tell you Prince Albert's easy on the tongue. You see, friends, P.A.'s Choice Tobacco is specially treated to ensure against tongue bite.
Yes, sir, and Prince Albert is easy to draw. The crimp-cut tobacco packs great and smokes long and cool and good-tasting.
And Prince Albert is easy on the pocketbook. There's more P.A. now in the pocket tin.
So make your next pipe full Prince Albert, the national joy smoke. The last time tonight's guest was here on the P.A. Opry, I was in Hollywood, and I'm sure sorry I missed her, because they tell me that she just really rocked the old Ryman. Here she is, Pretty Kitty Wells. How are you, honey?
Just fine.
Kitty, tell me and the rest of the folks what all you've been doing these days.
Well, I've been making a few new records and touring the country and making personal appearances with Johnny and Jack and the Tennessee Mountain Boys.
Bet you have a wonderful time out meeting the folks, don't
you? We sure do.
Now that we got you all roped and tied here, Kitty, we don't aim to let you bust away, so let's hear what you can do with the Honky Tonk Waltz. Ready? It's her latest record, Miss Kitty Wells.
I sit all alone with a heart that's lost. But the laughing crowd don't know tears are ready to flow as I listen to the honky tonk waltz. It's the same waltz we used to dance together. Now you're gone and I must suffer. I'm so blue tonight, while another holds you tight, and I listen to the honky tonk waltz. There's no use sit here and cry as I listen to the honky-tonk walk. It's the same walk we used to dance together. Now you're gone and I must suffer the loss. I'm so blue tonight while another holds you tight and I listen to the honky-tonk walk.
Yes, sir. A performance like that always reminds me of Prince Albert because it's smooth, tasty, and calls for more. Here's Tommy Jackson, folks, fiddling up a little fish's hornpipe, and Mr. Lou Chillery calling up the square.
Hey, Mr. Chillery! All the fun traffic to the ring, just watch the partner start to swing. Swing a two and swing a four, grab your partner and couple up four. Pick them up down the old red wagon, turn to your broken axle dragon. You swing more than I swing four, swing that gal from Arkansas. Down the cheap and hold your roll, we'll grab your partner and go to go. Swing them high and swing them low, swing around and swing some more. And the ladies step by and just a thing and grab you hold and go again. Ladies and gentlemen,
a while ago, Kitty mentioned that she'd like it a lot if I'd sing her one of her favorite sacred songs this evening, and all I had to do was whisper the name and the key to my old partner, Fred Merv. Here's when I take my vacation in heaven. Here's so many are taking vacations to the mountains, the lakes, and the sea, where they rest from their cares and their worries. What a wonderful time that must be. But it seems not my lot to be like them. I must toil through the heat and the cold, seeking out the lost sheep on the mountains, bringing wanderers back to the fold. When I take my vacation in heaven, what a wonderful time that will be. Concerts by the heavenly chorus and the smiles of the angels I'll see. Setting down on the banks of the river, neath the shade of the evergreen tree, I will rest from my burdens forever. Won't you take your vacation with me? Thanks, folks. Thanks a lot. Well, here comes a friend of ours with something mighty important on his mind.
One of the nicest things about these pleasant June evenings is that you pipe smokers can sit out on the porch and take it easy. Smoke PA, mild and tasty all the way. Prince Albert smoking tobacco adds to your smoking enjoyment because it's so easy on the tongue. The choice tobacco has been specially treated to ensure against tongue bite. Yes, the bite's out, the pleasure's in. Prince Albert's easy to draw, too, cause it's crimp cut. The tobacco packs neatly in your pipe, smokes cool, and is long burning right from the moment you light up. And for a pipe tobacco that's easy on your pocketbook as well as your tongue, well, again, it's Prince Albert. There's more PA now in the pocket tin, and economy is always in the pound size. So make your next pipe full the National Joy Smoke. Easy on the tongue, easy to draw, easy on your pocketbook. Ask for Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Back in my rodeo days, some of the boys would get together after a show and sing a little close harmony. Most of us had to stand, but standing or setting, I guarantee we didn't sound anything like the old Hickory singers. Boys, let's have a tune.
On the old farmhouse veranda, they sit Silas and Miranda, thinking of the days gone by. Said he, dearie, don't be weary, you were always bright and cheery, but a tear dimmed your eye. Said she, they're tears of gladness, Silas, they're not tears of sadness, it is 50 years today since we were wed. Then the old man's dim eyes brightened, and his stern old heart is lightened as he turned to her and said, put on your own gray bonnet with a blue ribbon on it while I hitch old Robin to the shade. And through the fields of clover we'll drive up to Dover on our golden wedding day. Put on your old gray bonnet with a blue ribbon on it while I hitch old Robin to the shade. And through the fields of clover we'll drive up to Dover on our golden wedding day.
Oh, man, they're wonderful. I guess all of us enjoy a good laugh, and that's why we always look forward to hearing a few hundred well-chosen words from the Hohenwald heartthrob himself, Rod Brasfield. Yeah.
Well, thank you, men. Much obliged for that fine music. I appreciate that. Howdy, partner.
Howdy, Rod.
Mr. Rex Allen, I'm glad to see you, Barnett. I'm glad to see you.
Where'd you... What is this?
That's my hat.
Hope it don't fall down over your ears now.
Here's my card, Mr. Rex.
Thanks,
It says Rodney Brasfield, DBTC.
That's pretty fancy, Rod. What's this DBTC stand for?
Don't bend the card. Oh, that just kills me to get one like that on you. Howdy, friends. It's hot tonight, ain't it?
Rod, you know sometimes you're... stupidity just amazes me.
Which way did Coco go?
Yonder. I just said that sometimes your stupidity amazes me.
Yeah, sometimes it worries the slap-dab cush out of me, too.
Answer me something, Rod.
Yeah? I'm ready, buddy.
How old would a person be who was born 1910?
Would you mind repeating that, Mr. Rex?
I said, how old would a person be who was born in 1910?
Man or woman?
God, how in the world can you be so blame stupid?
Well, Rex, I take shots. And besides that, I've got connections. Now, I've answered your question. You answer one for me, Barnett.
I'll try, Rod.
All right. Shoot who?
No, I mean the question.
Oh, go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, I just...
All right. I've always wondered, Rex, what in the cat hair they made them our basketballs and footballs out of?
Quite simple, Rod.
Yeah?
Pig's hide.
Pig's hide. Why?
What do you mean, why?
Well, why should a pig hide?
No, Rod. The pig's outside.
Oh, well, bring him in. Any friend of yours is a friend of mine. You know something, Mr. Rex? I've been finding myself busted here lately, broke this flat as a flitter.
Yeah.
And you know it worries me to be without not enough money.
Well, Rod, you got to be sensible about money.
Yeah?
Take the rich man with his new car.
Yeah.
And his big home.
Yeah.
And his great big old speedboat.
Yeah.
He isn't really happy.
Well, now, Rex, you take me. I ain't got no big car.
No.
I ain't got no big home. I ain't got no big speedboat.
And I ain't happy neither. But now, since it's both of us that ain't happy, don't you think his idea is a whole lot better than mine?
Say, how's your Uncle Sipe getting along?
Oh, poor Uncle Sipe. He's doing pretty good, Mr. Rex. Yes, sir. Me and him took a little trip this past week. Went down to Florida.
Down to Florida?
Yeah, we went down there and went fishing. I'm telling you, that Uncle Sipe sure is a mess to travel with.
What happened, Rob?
Well, we went fishing down in crawdadding, you know, while we was down there in Florida.
Yeah.
And I sure do like that there crawdadding. Especially that there crabbing, you know.
Yeah.
And you know what happened, Rick? The first thing I know, the great big old crab bit one of my toes off.
Holy smokes,
yeah,
Rob.
Yeah, it did.
Which one?
I don't know. All them crabs look alike to me.
Well, I can't think of a better time than right this minute for another of those great folk tunes by Kitty Wells. Kitty, honey, what are you going to do for us now?
Well, Rex, I'd like to do the other side of my new record called You Said You Could Do Without Me.
Do it real pretty, huh?
As I sit here listening to your sad song, it seems now that you see that you were so wrong. The day that you left me again to be free, yes, you said you could do without me. I cried and I pleaded with tears in my eyes and told you that someday you wouldn't realize the mistake you were making. So sorry. But you said again you could do without me.
You'll agree with me, but I don't think there's anybody that can get out of a five-string banjo what old String Bean beats out of one. Come on, String, let's hear you pick and sing a little Take Me Back to Tulsi.
Where's that girl, the red dress on some folk called a Dinah, stole my heart away from me way down Louisiana. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Travel all over the country, playing by the hour. Wear a big smile on the face, never do look sour. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
You know, a good ballad has to have the right wedding of words and music, just like Prince Albert smoking tobacco has the right wedding of mildness and taste. And the ballad I'd like to sing for you now is that one titled No One Will Ever Know. I'll cry myself to sleep
and wake up smiling. I'll miss you, but no one will ever know. I'll tell them we grew tired of each other and realized our dreams could never be. I'll even make believe I never loved you, then no one will ever know the truth but me.
Here and be with y'all tonight, and I want to come back real soon if you'll invite me. Next week, my good buddy Ernie Lee will be here, and he's going to bring with him one of the biggest little surprises in the folk music world, little Rita Faye. Till then, this is Rex Allen just saying thanks for everything, and I hope all of you live 1,000 years and I never, never die. We'll all be seeing you next Saturday night at Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry. Why do you hear so many folks asking for king-size Cavaliers these days? Why do you see that Cavalier package so often, so many places? Why, simply because Cavaliers are convincing more and more smokers that a truly mild cigarette can give you a wealth of finer flavor.
Yes, every day, thousands of smokers are discovering that king-size Cavaliers give you both smooth mildness and lots of fine flavor.
You'll feel that easygoing mildness with your first Cavalier. Yes, mildness where it counts, in the feel of the smoke as you inhale. And you'll enjoy all the fine flavor in Cavalier's taste.
No wonder when thousands of smokers compared Cavaliers with the brands they had been smoking, 8 out of 10 said Cavaliers are milder.
Try new king-size Cavaliers. Inhale, feel that wonderful Cavalier mildness. Taste all that fine Cavalier flavor. Here's real, all-round smoking pleasure.
Remember, too, Cavaliers are king-size, yet priced no higher than leading regular-size brands. Today, get new king-size Cavaliers made by the makers of Camels.
Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry came to you from WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
WNBC AM and FM, New York.